So a very warm welcome to everyone who's joined us for our third and final podcast with our charity partner, Erwin Mitchell. Today, we're going to be focusing on Merriwills and also if two partners can actually give gifts to different charities. So lots of really interesting questions around this topic, which Emma will answer today on our podcast. So without further ado, welcome Mark from Meningitis Now, who's my colleague, and Emma, who is from our partner, Erwin Mitchell.
Leaving a gift in your will is incredibly important as income for Meningitis Now. It's over a quarter of our income came from gifts in wills in the last year. So I've got a couple of questions around that specifically. Brother had meningitis, so did my mum in the 80s, and charity was formed. So I have a deep connection with meningitis and its work. Obviously, meningitis has impacted my family, so it's very important to me. But my wife's family, you know, she doesn't have that same connection. Can my wife and I choose different charities to benefit from our wills and our estate?
Yes. Yes, absolutely you can. Your will is an individual document to you. So if you and your wife wanted to have completely different charities within your will, you absolutely could. If you wanted to have some the same and some different, you could do that. If you wanted to have exactly the same, you could do that. So as long as you explain in when you're giving your instructions what you want to do individually, even if a husband and wife are having wills of a very similar nature, they can still have a difference in terms of things like charities. Absolutely. Or you might find sometimes you might have a jewellery gift in one will that you don't have in another, that sort of thing. So they don't have to be identical just because people are couples or married or in civil partnerships or whatever.
But I heard the term mirror will. What's that? Is that...
A mirror will. Yeah, a mirror will is really as it sounds. So a mirror will is usually where you have a couple, usually a married couple or partners, where their wills mirror each other. So what that tends to mean is that you, for example, leave everything to your wife leaves everything to you, and then on the second death of the two of you, it goes to your children. So they're exactly the same, other than the fact they've got different names at the top and the different names as the beneficiary, the main beneficiary. So that is a very common type of will. Like I say, it's most common with married couples, civil partnerships, partners, just cohabiting partners as well, that have been together that want to leave everything to each other. You sometimes even find, you know, other relationships that do it. You know, you might have two brothers that live together that want to leave their estates to each other. They could have a mirror will. So all it means really is that they are mirror versions of each other, but they are still allowed to have different things within them. For example, a different charity or a different gift.
Okay. That's really interesting. And a gift in your will to a charity, can that be towards a sort of specific area of the charity's work, or can he be as prescriptive as that, as to say, I wanted to go?
You could say just that you want to leave to the charity and give the charity details, or you could say, you could put in a wish that you wanted it to benefit a certain area, for example, research or development or something like that. You can absolutely put that in. Sometimes people even put in that they want it to try and benefit a specific branch or area because that's the area that helped them in particular. So it absolutely can go in. That's fine. And we often do that for people because that's, with charities, I think in particular, it is usually the local part of a charity, even if it's a national charity, that has had the impact on the person's life in some way. So it's not uncommon to do that at all.
So a huge thank you to Emma and Mark for what I think you'll agree is a really informative and interesting podcast. Can I also thank you both as well for the past two podcasts that you've also completed again. Really interesting on the legalities and the process of writing a will. If you are thinking of including us in a gift in your will, we would just love to say thank you so much. A gift in your will enable us to provide support services and provide essential research for people living with the after effects of meningitis. You will also live on in our hearts forever. So thank you. Should you wish to gather any more information or receive any more information on our free will service, please feel free to contact me, Joanne, on joannew@meningitisnow.org.